Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All our sports fans listening and all our sports talk fans as well, you can join Mike Dettillier in Thibodeau tomorrow. He'll be live from the Thibodeau Regional Health System Wellness Center talking sports and the countdown to the Riverbell Classic, the clash of Southland teams, Southeastern, first facing Nichols. That's Thursday at John L. Guidry Stadium. Come by and say hi. Hang out with Mike D tomorrow. That's 4 to 6 at the Thibodeau Regional Health System Thibodeau Regional Health System Wellness Center. I'll get it out. 602 North Acadiana Road here on WWL. And Charlie, we got an update on some college football playoff seedings.
Yeah, so it just came out about probably a half hour ago at this point. Oregon, number one, no surprise. Ohio State at 2, Texas at 3, Penn State at 4, Indiana at 5. That is a lot of Big Ten in the top 5. And we'll talk about the Indiana-Ohio State matchup when we do our pick six, Steve. But yeah, Ohio State, 12.5-point favorites against the undefeated
heavy
Indiana
duty
Hoosiers. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Moving on, Notre Dame at 6, Alabama at 7, Miami at 8, Ole Miss at 9, Georgia at 10, Tennessee at 11, Boise State at 12. And BYU is rounding out the top 12 because they're currently penciled in as the Big 12 champion. But
Boise
we'll
State moving up.
What's that?
Boise State moving up.
Well, Boise State has been fantastic. And if you're talking about, you know, the only team that might be able to keep Tulane out of the playoff,
yeah,
it's maybe Boise State at this point, because Tulane's at 20 and Tulane's getting some buzz. Right now, Army's at 19, and those two teams are set for a clash pretty soon here. Now, Army's also plays Notre Dame this weekend. That's another one of the games that we're going to be picking. But, I mean, Tulane's got a shot. They just need Boise to trip up, I think. So we'll see what happens. But that's kind of the updated standings right now. As we mentioned earlier during Triple Option, there was an 84% chance for four SEC teams to make the playoffs, and it's really kind of jammed in there when you look at Alabama at 7, Ole Miss at 9, Georgia at 10, and Tennessee at 11. And that's not even including like Texas A&M at 15. There's a bunch of teams, and also obviously Texas at 3. There's a bunch of teams that are going to be fighting for those final spots of a 12-team playoff. I really can't wait to see how it all plays out.
Yeah, just checking real quickly on Boise State's schedule the rest of the way. They've got at Wyoming November 23rd, and then on the 29th, taking on Oregon State. They host Oregon State on that matchup.
Yeah, so Boise's looking pretty solid.
Right.
We'll see what happens. And
anything can happen.
I know that Mike likes Travis Hunter to win the Heisman. I just love Jenty, man. I get Hunter's doing something that nobody does, where you play like both sides of the football, like cornerback and wide receiver. But Jenty's putting up some ridiculous numbers, and the efficiency that he's doing it with Boise State, he is so fun to watch. So obviously I'm rooting for Tulane and Coach Summerall to make the playoff, but man, seeing Jenty and Boise State up there would be fun too.
Yeah, I was kind of taken back when my kiddo's giving out his Christmas wish list already. He had a Boise State Jenty jersey on his list. I was like, okay then.
The youth appreciates greatness.
He also wants a Jackson Dart Ole Miss jersey.
Oh.
I know. I was like, oof. Yeah. Right. His name's Jackson, though. So I was like, does that have anything to do with it? He's like, no, not really. I just like him, Dad. I was like, okay.
Yeah, Jenty, I'm with him there. I love me some Ashton Jenty. But we'll see. I think he's obviously first running back off the board in this upcoming draft. It's a matter of how high he goes. I think he's a first-round pick, obviously, but
yeah, I was joking with my son. I'm like, he might end up on the Dallas Cowboys, son. Watch out. Yeah,
you might see that. If you're Dallas, and once again, we talked about this with
Schlereth.
They need
all kinds of help.
Where you can't run the football or stop the run.
No.
Like, what do you do at that point?
Your stadium falling apart, too.
Oh, my God. They're a disaster. So maybe you draft Jenty, and that's like your running back of the future. Or you draft like a Mason Graham. Get like some kind of defensive tackle to help your awful run defense. I don't know.